We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Chaf Gimel. We're still in the footnote. Mechain Katov Beviur Alacha Siman Tafkuf Chaf Tetzif Alef Ezel Shono Shem Dvorim Tchil Vaitzentzem Tzat Yom Tov. So the Chafetz Chaim has been going off on this tangent about how people spend too much. So in the Beir Alacha, actually in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses spending more in honor of Yom Tov. And by the way, one should also have a special food in honor of Rosh Chodesh if you can afford it. So over there, the Be'er Halacha points out, yes, in honor of Yom Tov we spend more. But from what he says, we should infer, aval bishar yamim, but the rest of the year, tzeich kol adam nitzamtzem botzotav. A person should be more careful about how he spends his money. That's the Be'er Halacha from the Tur. Umekoro, and the source for this Be'er Halacha, mehad ita bagmara, from the Talmud in Tractate Beitza. The Talmud says, mizonotav shel adam k'tzuvim lo merosh Hashanah. The Talmud says, on Rosh Hashanah, it's divided how much money you're going to make this year. Rashi says, why does the Gemara bother telling us that? To warn us, lazhir menasot yitziyam ruba, don't spend too much. Because in heaven, they've already decided how much you're going to make this year. Don't assume you're going to spend and then make it back. Not necessarily. Could be in heaven they decided you're going to make 50,000 shekel. You already made 40, and in heaven they don't plan on giving you that much more. You have another 8 months to live this year before next year, Rosh Hashanah. Right, but in heaven they don't plan on giving you more. That's been decided. So the Chafetz Chaim says, this is such open criticism for our generation. Today, people transgress this. People don't pay attention what to do with their expenses, not to spend frivolously on amenities. And this terrible behavior has already destroyed so many homes. This brings people ultimately to doing things that are illegal, to doing things that are dishonest, to shame, because people want to live a certain lifestyle. I often say that the first half a year, the first year of marriage, you usually spend a lot of time talking finance, because part of what you're deciding with your spouse is what can we allow ourselves, what can't we allow ourselves, where should we spend the money, where shouldn't we spend the money? Should we spend the effort going to that store which is a shekel cheaper, or is it not worth our effort? You're making certain decisions about how you're going to invest your time and money. And those are decisions which have long-term impact. The first years we were married, we would go once a week to the shuk. At the end of the day, when the prices are low, and that's when we would buy our fruits and vegetables, we knew which day of the week, which hour of the week was the right time when you could get a good price and good produce, etc. Okay? Then you reach a point where you just can't carry that much food from the shuk. Thank God, you know, you have the family grows, and then you got to figure out, okay, what's next best? How do you allocate your strength, your time, your money? So,
you guys are here that I don't think they get enough to eat here, but nice and close by the shuk. Late at night, everything gets cheaper.
Right. Towards the end of the day, the prices go down.
Days go 7 o'clock or so.
Right.
Every day?
Which day? The best days are not before Shabbat.
The best day, I think, was Tuesday. I think Tuesday.
Shuk?
Yeah. I got to check with my wife. I think Tuesday was the good day to go. Because by, 7 o'clock, you can see the prices going down. If they didn't go down, you go and catch a mar. If you come back 7:20, and the prices are knocked down.
What time is it closed,
I don't remember. It depends on the day of the week. That's why Tuesday's better. Because Thursday, the shuk is bustling till it closes. On Tuesday, you could get... we would buy cakes for Shabbos, and at the end of the day, you can get ragalach for 10 shekel a kilo.
Yeah.
And then I would buy for like, as opposed to 25, 30. I would buy for like a month, put it all in the freezer, take out each Shabbos, another bag. 10 shekel a kilo, you're buying less than half price. And there are many causes for this bad behavior. Boom. Says, you know what's the major cause? Women. because women are going to spend money and they're not going to think about tomorrow. And we'll finish what he's saying, and I want to give you a bit of practical advice here. Praised is he who has a strong heart and doesn't go after the seductions, and on the contrary, takes care of going over his budget and spending what he can afford. And he says over there, look at the Sfat Tamim, the fifth chapter, right here, what we're reading now, in the Be'er Halacha. He says, look at what I wrote over there about this topic. So I just want to tell you why I think many people end up having this situation where the women will very often spend like there's no tomorrow and feel no responsibility to the family budget. What I've seen is that very often it stems from a mistake that husbands make. And that is that the husband thinks that if he controls the finances, if he controls the bank account, if he controls paying the bills, then he'll be able to keep things under control, what you make and what you spend. It doesn't exactly work that way, because she will have a checkbook and she will have a credit card and she will be able to spend. So by your controlling the bank and you're controlling the assets, and if a person runs the house with his spouse in a way that she doesn't know what's going on in the bank account, so then what develops is the following mode. I spend the money, you make the money. She looks at the husband and says, you're controlling the finances, make it work. My job is to buy food for the family. What do you want from me? You don't want challahs for Shabbos? You don't want chicken for Shabbos? You don't want cholin? You know, then they come back to you and they present you with this this situation where you're the absurd one. You want me to walk around with torn clothing? And what about the time you spent so much money on a stapler? Did we really need that stapler? If you really want a situation where a person's going to feel responsibility to a budget, then you have to let the person be a part of the budget. What I've seen many times is that men don't let, or men are happy to take control of the budget, theoretically, but then the woman has no sense of what's coming in and what's going out. So from her perspective, my job is to spend. I'm doing that. What do you want? You don't want me to do the shopping? You do the shopping. Whereas if we both have a picture of the finances, and if we divide that responsibility in a way that she is also paying some of the bills, she is also looking at the bank account on a daily or weekly basis, then she also gets a sense for what's going in and what can go out. And then there should be a feeling of shared responsibility to live up to the budget. Very often, men feel like, this is my job. I'm going to run the bank and the finances and the bills. And they don't realize that by doing that, they're causing their wives to lose a sensitivity. She won't know what the budget is. So how should she know when to plan to buy that new dress, when to spend more money buying food for Yom Tov? If she's a part of the budget, then she'll know if there's a sale on meat now, in 2 months it's Pesach. Pesach time we have many other expenses. We usually have to buy new equipment. Usually the price of the basic groceries goes up when it's kosher for Passover. So let me buy that meat that's kosher for Passover this month. Wrap it up, put it in the freezer, and then when Pesach comes, I'll have diminished one-fifth of my expenses for Pesach. I'll already have covered 2 months earlier. She'll know how to make the budget over years. This isn't the first year you're married. But as the years go on, you start learning how to manage the budget, provided that you have access to the information. And that's why I think in our generation, it's very important that the couples look at the budget together. Some people go to the opposite extreme. The wife runs the whole budget. He has no clue. So then he does that. He goes and spends and has no clue as to whether they can afford it that month or not. So I think one of the tools to attaining a correct budget is looking at the budget together, seeing the income together, seeing the expenses together, and thinking things through together.